Hello, you're listening to Foz FM. This is, this is Foz. And with me is Nick Becerio.
Hello, listeners.
That was professional of you. I like that. Hello, listeners. Nick Becerio, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a funny one. I wasn't Becerio. Quite sure.
Yeah.
Where's that from?
It's Italian.
Oh, okay.
It's Italian. My dad's side of the family is originally Italian.
But you're from New Zealand.
Yeah, my dad's a New Zealander, so I have a New Zealand passport, but I've lived in Australia since I was about 10 years old.
Oh, all right.
So I've never actually lived in New Zealand.
Right. But I knew you were from there. I knew there was some connection with New Zealand.
Yeah, my dad's a New Zealander. I still currently have a New Zealand passport.
Yeah.
But no, I've never lived there.
Okay.
But my dad's family's still there, et cetera, et cetera.
Australia. Which bit?
In Perth is where I grew up, but I live in Melbourne now. I've lived in Melbourne for 3 years.
Heard great things about Melbourne.
They are all true.
Yeah. All true. Never made it over there, but great things.
Yeah. Well, you still got time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. There's talk of it. I might go over there for an Altamont thing, actually, quite soon. Because I just did Canada. I've never been to Canada before. I went there for the first time this year. And I painted a lot of stores and did some stuff and had a show. And I think the next place they want to try and get me to Australia. So.
All right.
That'll be good.
Make sure you come to Melbourne.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. What's the kid called? Sam, ginger hair. Used to ride for Stussy a little bit.
Sam, poor bastard, broke his leg.
Yes, in New York.
I can't remember his last name. Sam Morgan. Yes.
Yep.
He's a legend, yeah.
Good people.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He spent a lot of time in London. I hung out with him in London and stuff. And yeah, we had some good times.
Yeah.
And I was trying to kickflip nose slide on something. He was like, oh yeah, kicking a snout. And it was one of the funniest things that I've ever I couldn't do it after that.
He's got a name for the hangover that creeps up on you in the afternoon. It's called late shove it.
What a genius.
Yeah.
What a good lad. Yeah. Sam Morgan, if you're listening, I kinda miss you right now. Hey, should we play some music?
Yes, let's do that.
All right, excellent. Do you want to start with
Yes,
cool.
It's in order.
Yep. Oh, wonderful. Wow, you're really organized.
Yes, I am.
Damn, I like it. All right, let's do this.
I'm driving in my car. I turn on the radio. I'm pulling you close. You just say no. Say you don't like it, but girl, I know you're alive. 'Cause when we kiss on fire, late at night, I'm taking you home. I say I wanna stay. You say you wanna be alone. Say you don't love me, but you can't hide your desire. When we kiss on fire, you gotta hold on me right from the start. A grip so tight I couldn't tear. Delight. You got a hold on me right from the start. A grip so tight I couldn't tear it apart. Nerves all jumping, acting like a fool. Your kisses they burn, but your heart stays cool. Romeo and Juliet, Samson and Delilah. You can't bet their love they couldn't deny. Your words they split, but your words they align. When we kiss, I'm fire, 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 fire.
Nick.
Foz.
We're back. We are back. Who was that?
That was Bruce Springsteen, the boss. That was the boss. We're in America, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. We certainly are.
Nothing more American than Bruce Springsteen.
That's true. He was born in the USA, I believe. I like Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some. He's got some jams for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not. I don't think I've got any in my iTunes or whatever, but no. He's definitely had some ones. Yeah. What were we talking about? Nick was singing along with that, by the way, everybody. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
Just so you know, I might like that song.
It was a good one.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's talk about who you are and what you do and all that. I met you about a year ago when I first moved to LA, I think.
Yes. I feel like we met for a brief period of time. Or for just hi, how you doing? When I was in London like 4 years ago.
Right,
skate park under a bridge, but I would have looked very different then.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Were you with Ben?
Beretta?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep, okay. Yeah, it's all coming together now.
But that was just a hey, how you doing handshake. I think you were leaving, we were just arriving.
Yep, that makes sense.
But yeah, officially a year ago.
Wait. And you were out here filming your life splicing part, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
So tell me about that. You ride for Nike?
Okay, yeah. So I skateboard. I ride for Nike in Australia.
Yep.
I ride for Insight Clothing and Zero Skateboards. And then I ride Indie Trucks, Modus Bearings.
Yep.
Modus Bearings. It's a great bearing company. Great.
Yep.
Margaritas. I was filming we didn't really know what we were filming for.
Right.
At the time.
Who was filming? Who filmed?
The majority of it was with Chris Middlebrook.
Right.
When I was in LA, I would
Midzi.
Yeah, Midzi.
Yeah, good people.
Yes, very much so. He lives up the street from me. I've known him for years. He got me on Nike when I was a kid, just getting flowed shoes.
So
yeah, I was filming. I filmed most of it with Midzi, and then the stuff in LA would have been filmed with Jason Hernandez.
Right.
Which was Nike connection as well.
Yeah.
Staying at Daniel's house.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Rob Harris in New York filmed a couple things in it. That's who I spent 3 weeks staying at his house this year again.
Yeah.
And Lanny Rhodes as well. Lanny Rhodes.
He's a good dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're all really good friends of mine, which it's kind of a blessing to be able to film and work with people I'm all really good friends with.
Yeah, it really helps.
Yeah. So it was a combination of all those things. I didn't know what I was filming for.
Just filming. Just here
and
working.
Made sure it was all in the same format.
Yeah.
And just figure it out once an opportunity came up.
Was it Nike who paid for you to come out?
Yes.
Or, yeah.
Every year I've been out, Nike's paid for my flights.
Okay, that's rad.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, it really helps having that sort of...
They've been sort of on the forefront of helping people out in Australia,
yeah.
As far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
Doing a lot. I mean, a lot more than anyone else.
They do a lot for the dudes in the UK as well.
Yeah.
Like Joey and Snowy ride for it. And,
yes.
You know, it's like, yeah. Colin Kendi's the team manager. And it's like, yeah, good over there. But it's funny, you go to Canada and then they're not doing anything up there, really.
It's strange the regions that they focus on. But I'm sure there's someone
sure they have their
in
reasons.
The room who knows, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why they do everything.
So the alien thing came out.
Yes.
Yeah, and it was very well received, right?
Yes.
Because I was just like, holy shit. Like, I bumped into Nick when he was filming that. And yeah, and then like all my friends in London, like one of our riders, Casper, was super psyched on it. And just like, a lot of people I know just had a really, really great response.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah. I mean, how can you not? It was awesome. That life splicing part. If you haven't seen it, you should look it up. Nick Becerio, life splicing YouTube. It should be on there or something. So, that'll come up and you'll be able to see it. And it was awesome. Came out when? A year ago?
About a year ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what happened with the Alien Workshop then?
I don't know. I went on a trip last year with those guys. It was really fun. But I don't think there was like, it just wasn't going to progress.
Right, okay.
As far as taking, because I mean, it's a big step for any company or whatever, transitioning from getting float boards to being put on a team.
Right, yeah.
I mean, that wasn't going to work out.
Yeah.
So I moved on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So you moved on to Zero?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. How did that come about?
Jamie sent me an email and then ended up calling me 5 minutes later.
Right.
And I don't know, just let me know that they were stoked on what I was doing and he'd spoken to some of the team and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And Lanny films for Black Box, so I already know him. And Insights distributed through there, so I met a couple of guys and they were stoked on it and he just sort of let me know what they could do and I was stoked on it. But he sort of was talking, Jamie was talking about how they wanted to take somewhat of a new direction with Zero.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit reminiscent of the glory days.
Yeah.
Days,
I know.
Which excites me, which should excite any skateboarder.
Yeah, absolutely.
Old enough to have watched and loved that video.
Yeah.
That era. But yeah, he sort of spoke to me about it and I spoke to people whose opinions I wanted.
Yeah.
And gave it 2 thumbs up. I was stoked. I'm really stoked to be riding for Zero.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about it.
I'd heard rumors. I didn't know, I knew that you weren't at Alien anymore.
Yeah.
And then I'd heard that maybe you were at Zero, and I didn't know, you know?
Uh-huh.
So it's rad to hear it. And
yeah.
I really like Jamie a lot, and I think it's a good... Yeah, and if you're stoked, then that's right.
I'm stoked on, like, the team and stuff as well.
Yeah.
Been skating with Tom Karangelov.
Oh, is he on?
Yeah.
Because...
He had a little intro ad a little while ago.
No, I was thinking of someone else. Yeah, okay. Sorry. Yeah. No,
Karangelov's sick. Obviously, I know Dane already.
Yep.
I've been skating with...
He's so good, right?
Dane's fucking really good.
Yeah, that cover he had...
Yeah, no.
Didn't he know that there's a post in the way?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He probably did.
But...
Yeah, he's nuts.
He's really good.
I hope he doesn't hear that.
So everybody's like psyched on... It's Cold Wars, the video, right? It's coming out. Are you working on that?
I'm working on that, yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'm working on like a introduction clip.
Sick.
I guess whoever's listening to this is getting the first official... Yes, I'm like writing for Zero and stuff.
Wait, there you go. See, that's what I wanted. That's why I was like, oh, fuck, I want to find out, like, who...
Because
I didn't know for myself, so I'm curious, and I want to keep up with everything. So, yeah.
Well,
I heard it on Foz FM. Nick Becerio writes for Zero.
But, yeah, we've got, like, the clips coming. I'm doing, like, an intro clip as well.
Sick.
So I've been filming for that and the video.
Right.
So that'll be out soon. So... Everyone who wasn't listening to Foz FM can find out in about a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
That'll be sick.
Yeah, I'm
stoked. And when's Cold War coming out?
That I can't tell you. I don't know.
You're just filming for it.
I have no idea. Hopefully it's long enough where I have an entire part.
Yeah. I mean, I'm dying for it. I just want to see, Jamie part, Rattray part, Keegan Soda part,
It's a really cool team.
Yeah.
Tony Cervantes is going to have a part as well.
Sick.
Tom K, Dane, Jamie Tansowney, I've been skating with him as well.
Jamie's rad.
Yeah, he's really gnarly.
Yeah.
He's really gnarly.
Andrew Reynolds was asked if you could steal anyone from the Black Box camp, who would you steal? And he was like, Jamie.
Yeah.
Tansowney.
It's gonna be a crazy video.
Yeah, it'll be good. Hey, should we play some more music?
Okay, that sounds great.
All right. Let's play this.
Yes.
over down in another door. I can't stand it when the music stops.
A little bit too early on that one. Hey, Nick, tell me what you just told. Tell the listeners. Hello, listeners.
Hello, listeners.
Tell the listeners what you told me about that last song. Rolling Stones, Hot Stuff.
Rolling Stones, Hot Stuff is one of the songs that was on some strange Rolling Stones compilation I had that I listened to after I'd hurt my knee, after I'd done my ACL. I was doing rehab, and I'd incorporated my rehab exercises with dancing, and I would dance to that.
That's awesome. That's so rad.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I did.
That's so sick. When did you do you did your ACL, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My ACL 19 or 20 or something.
Damn.
Yeah.
So what is it? Is it someone else's ACL in there? Like,
no,
is it
it's a folded up piece of one of my tendons or something.
Oh damn.
Out the back of my thigh.
Yeah.
So it's like one of the hamstring tendons. They like cut a little piece off and fold it up and fold it up and fold it up.
Wow.
And screw it in.
I
had a great surgeon. It's
That's good.
It's my good knee now.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, the other knee is doing a lot worse than this one.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's not fucked, but
that one's got a little bit of extra juice.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah.
All right, let's play another song.
All right, cool.
Yeah, why not?
Pale flames drawn on days.
Angelina, station.
We're back. That was a quick one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just over 3 minutes.
I was saying, it's funny because he doesn't start singing until halfway through the song, at least. Uh-huh. What were we talking about? We're talking about skate videos while David Bowie was jamming out.
We're talking about it because that song is an extras part of Andrew Reynolds in I Think This Is Skateboarding.
Yeah.
And that's what brought it on.
Yeah, and then we started talking about Death Wish.
Yes.
Ellington. Uh-huh. And all that. So what videos did you grow up watching? What are your, like, top three or whatever?
Ooh, I hate top threes, but I'm going to say This Is Skateboarding because one of my friends burnt that for me, and I watched that over and over and over again.
Yep.
I don't know. What else did I watch? I mean, I watched a lot of Australian videos.
Oh, yeah.
Me and my friends watched Draw 4 a lot, which is a horrible Perth video. terrible video, but good skateboarding. What else?
I saw a video. I don't know if it's New Zealand or Australia, but someone sent me a video, and it was some guy was filming, and it was like, whoever was skating did his trick, and then the filmer was like, all right, now do a heel flip. And the guy did a heel flip, and then he was like, do a, and he would just call out tricks, and the dude would be doing these tricks, and it was over the top. It was just out of hand. I was like, what is this?
Was he yelling and making noises, excited about when people land their
yes.
tricks as well?
Yeah.
That's the vibe.
Clint!
Hey!
I need a photo of you.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the vibe.
Yeah. That's the
what? Yeah. I can't think of his name.
Okay.
Website.
Oh, I love it.
The vibe.
Oh, Clint, can you take a photo of me and Nick?
Yeah.
Sorry.
This is internet happening right now.
Yeah.
There you go. Sorry, we're just gonna have a quick.
Okay, we'll be right back. That light's not gonna. Oh wait, there we go. That's good. That's great.
There's a light, and then it goes out.
Behind you, it definitely
is. Awesome.
All right, guys.
All right, thanks, Clint. Sorry.
Looks great, guys.
Yeah, the guy was like super hyped, and whenever anyone landed anything, he'd be like, "Woo!
Yeah,
now do a heel flip!" And like, the kid does a heel flip. Yay! And I'm like, "What am I watching?"
Yeah, he's nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a really cool dude, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Show me. Yeah.
It was just strange, but there you go. You know, it takes all sorts, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I can't remember his name because he's a friend of mine. but sitting in front of a microphone and I've frozen up. But he's filming Ben Pappas documentary. So.
Oh, okay.
He's coming out with that like within a year, I think.
Damn.
And that's going to be super interesting. That's going to be crazy. There's a bunch of new footage. He's been like skating with him.
Oh, right.
Going vert ramps and shit. Yeah. So that's going to be nuts. That's going to be really interesting to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Greg Stewart is his name.
Right. Okay.
That's who that is.
It was astonishing to me to have someone like yelling and stuff while he's filming. But
He's an astonishing person.
Rad.
Yes.
Yeah, good.
He's a very intense guy.
Hey, are we also talking about Killsoft?
Yep.
Like, that was, like, one of the first... Like, because I get sent a lot of videos by a lot of people all the time, and it's rad to be able to sort of see different scenes all over the world.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, I saw Richie Jackson and Chima for the first time, and, yeah, that was a good one. So there's a lot of good stuff in Australia, like, a good scene.
Yeah. I mean, that Killsoft video was really cool. Cameron Sparks had I think he had a whole part in that. But Reese Grogan as well.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I don't know how many people out there are going to know who Reese Grogan is, but he's amazing.
I know him. He rides for Death.
Yep.
And they just premiered a video in England.
Yes. So Dean Palmer would have had a part in that.
He would, yeah.
He's incredible.
Yep.
Speaking of interesting Australian scene videos, have you seen Seki Presh yet?
No.
You can get your hands on a copy of Seki Presh.
Where would one get such an item?
I don't know. I think it's on the internet, maybe.
Okay.
And the other video that came out of Melbourne recently is called Glory Ride.
Right.
Glory Ride. and you can definitely buy that over the internet. If you YouTube Glory Ride Callum Paul or Glory Ride Dane Berman.
Yep.
As a video partner has a link to the whole
Callum
video.
Paul!
Yes.
He's rad.
He's fucking so sick.
Yeah.
He doesn't hear that either.
Yeah. But what was it? There was like a lot of birds shouting like Callum Paul or something, right?
Yes. That's
at the beginning of his part.
Glory Ride.
That's
yeah.
from Glory Ride,
yeah,
right.
It's like
okay.
It's like a crowd of people.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're all shouting Callum Paul. Yeah.
And he smashes a bunch of styrofoam in a room.
Yeah.
And,
he seems like a what?
Yeah. And then he kills it skateboarding for 7 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a good part. I enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah.
But so yeah. Wow. I've seen that.
Yeah. So you can get that. I know you can buy that whole video. And the Seki Presh intro is also...
How does one spell Seki Presh?
S-E-C-K-Y for Seki, and Presh is P-R-E-S-H.
Okay.
It's short for security pressure. So a lot of the footage is like filmed inside businesses at night and shit.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah. It's a really sick video, and it's a cool look into kind of like a time of our lives.
Yeah, yeah.
We were doing that a lot for a while.
It's rad, like that whole, like when you look back on a video, and because I filmed a part in Life from Antarctica. I don't know if you saw the heroin video.
Okay.
It's from 2005, and I look back and I'm like, oh, I was in Japan hanging out for most of this, and then I was in LA for a bit, and then I was like, it really sort of chronicles a time of your life, doesn't
it? Does, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Like I'm sure, like your life splicing part, you'll look back and be like, oh yeah, this is when I was out in LA for.
Yeah.
A while, and then all over, and
yeah, I was filming for that. I think at that, by the time I went to New York, I knew what I was filming for.
Yeah,
And that was the first time I've been to New York, so it reminds me of that. Yeah.
Who do you skate with back home usually?
I'll skate with Midzi, like as in someone I film with.
Yeah.
Jeff Campbell is someone else I film with.
Yeah.
He's a guy who did Seki Presh.
Yep.
I don't get to skate with Sid Orr as much, but Sid did the Glory Ride video.
Right.
But we've got our little crew, the Pooners.
The Pooners.
Poon, I give a shout out to Poon.
Sick.
Kirksey and Connor and Callum.
Right.
And everyone else. It's too many to mention.
Yep.
Harry Clark, Dane Berman, Brad Jackson, Jesse Noonan is red already. Yeah. Pooners. I'll skate with the Pooners in Melbourne.
Rad.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully I'll make it out there one day. It seems like a rad scene for sure.
It is. It's a really cool place to skate.
Mm.
Aside from everything else, it's a really cool place to skate as well.
Hey, let's play some more songs.
Okay, that sounds great.
All right. What about this one?
Yes.
Crawling up my wall, black and hairy, very small. Now he's up above my head, hanging by a little thread.
I made a little mistake. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry, listeners.
We thought it was going smoothly.
I knew I shouldn't have jinxed it. I was like, wait, this is going pretty smoothly. Usually I drop something or something sets on fire or something. But and then I let it play out into the Ramones and it's the wrong version. Because we've got the better version.
Oh, yeah.
What do you want to play? You want to play?
Do the better version.
Better version. Yeah. All right. Coming up right now. Song that lasts 3 minutes?
Yeah.
They're usually like a minute and a half.
Well, that's the demo one. You just wiped the one that got released. I don't know how long that one is.
Yeah.
But that's the demo version.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Sick. 7-Eleven by the Ramones. Do you know that Morrissey hates the Ramones?
I did not know that.
I just saw recently he wrote a letter to the NME and it was about how droll they are and all this. But this was like when he, years and years and years ago. Okay. Yeah, it was printed in the NME. It's at Stephen Morrissey, Manchester, Salford, Manchester. Yeah.
Wow.
He's not a fan, apparently.
Apparently not.
No. But
that's cool. I got to thank my girlfriend, Brittany, for that version. I wouldn't have heard that if it wasn't for her.
Wait, cheers, Brittany.
Yeah.
Cheers, Britters. It's probably like laughing her head off, isn't it?
She gets that one a lot in Australia. It's fine.
Oh, really?
British.
Yeah. Where's she from?
She's from the States. She's from like Encinitas or Carlsbad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sick. But she lived in LA for, I don't know, 4 years before she moved to Melbourne.
Right.
And she actually lived in Melbourne before I did.
Oh, weird.
Yes.
Huh.
She's lived there longer than I have. She's not even from the same country.
Where did you meet?
We met just at a bar through mutual friends.
But what country?
No, in Melbourne.
In Melbourne,
we met
okay.
in Melbourne, yeah.
Right.
She was working at a cafe we were going to in the mornings on a skate trip. and I was ogling her the whole week. But I didn't meet her until a couple of weeks later.
Wait, yeah. Were you like, whoa, you're that girl from the...
No, I didn't bring it up.
Oh, okay.
I didn't bring it up because I just stared at her every morning. And then when I finally met her, I was like, trying to play it cool.
I see. Very nice.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
The rest is history.
The rest is history.
Yeah.
Hey, let's play another song. Let's play that.
All right.
David Bowie. Bowie or Bowie?
Bowie. Right?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I always forget.
It's got to be Bowie.
I don't know. I've heard people say it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sticking with Bowie.
Stick with Bowie.
Yeah. Cat people.
That was good. That was from that Inglourious Basterds, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. It's the scene where she's putting on her lipstick and getting ready to blow everyone up at the theatre.
Man, I need to see that again. It's been a long time.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was telling about his new movie, Django.
Yeah.
It looks out of hand. It looks so good.
Yeah, I really want to see the trailer.
The trailer's up on the Apple site.
Okay.
So, yeah, have a little look into it. It looks awesome.
Fuck yeah. I watched the trailer for Iron Man 3.
So did I, just before it came out.
Yeah.
Dude. Oh, man. And
that's looking good, too.
It looks awesome. I love Iron Man.
I know,
man.
Me too.
It's so sick. How good was number 2 with Mickey Rourke in it?
I know.
Yeah.
He was a good one.
Yeah.
I don't think Mickey Rourke can really go wrong.
No, right? He's so sick. I loved him in like Rumblefish.
Yeah.
When he was like years ago, yeah. When he was like awesome, uh-huh. and then he was like into boxing and got fucking beaten up, and then all his face got fucked up,
yep.
And then now he's back and he's still just as awesome.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's like the two phases of Mickey Rourke when he was like the young, you know, bad boy sort of gimmick. But quiet and mysterious and all that sort of
Angel shit. Heart, uh-huh. Rumblefish.
Yeah, Angel Heart was sick.
It was so good.
That was like kind of strange and dark. That one's good.
Yeah.
But yeah, now he's just a badass old man.
Yeah.
You can't fuck with that. That's not possible.
Yeah.
As like a character in a TV show or a movie or anything, everyone wants to be the badass old man.
Yeah.
That's it.
He's awesome, man.
Yeah.
He was so rad in Iron Man 2. But Iron Man 3 looked rad.
Yeah.
You know who's got in it?
Who?
I just noticed him really quickly.
A little clip of him as the villain?
Yeah.
He played... what's it called? Beast?
Sexy Beast?
Sexy Beast.
Don.
What's his name?
Don.
It's Don?
Don. He was Don. But his name's Ben Kingsley.
Ben Kingsley.
Yeah. But he plays Don in Sexy Beast, which is awesome. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, he's a maniac.
Yeah, I love that.
That's going to be a really good villain.
Yeah.
It's
going to be amazing.
Yeah.
And then Thing he's in it as well, isn't he? Guy Pearce?
I don't know.
He's in it, and he's like... And I just saw that film...
Oh, no, yeah, he is. Yeah.
And he looks really creepy. And I just saw that movie Lawless, with Tom Hardy, and it's about bootlegging whiskey and stuff.
No, I didn't.
It's killer. Yeah. And Guy Pearce is the bad guy in that, and it's just out of hand.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done all right.
He's done all right. Yes.
What was that?
You'll like this. I did like, The Proposition.
Yeah,
The Proposition's amazing.
That's a really good film. Did Nick Cave do the soundtrack or wrote it? He wrote it, right?
Yeah, both.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Nick Cave, man. He's the best. He's so good. How come you didn't pro play any Nick Cave songs?
I don't know.
He's a fellow countryman.
I don't know. I don't even know if I haven't picked any Australians. That's terrible.
Wow.
That's horrible.
No In Excess. No.
We'll be fine.
No. Who's it? Men at Work. Wait. No, Kylie.
Damn. I could probably find a Kylie song that I'd like.
Not on my iTunes, you can't. Why don't we play a Nick Cave song?
Okay, let's
We'll veer from the path.
Yeah.
And we'll play a Nick Cave song, because I know I've got some. Let's go up. It takes a minute. These new iTunes things. I just went to San Francisco, and I was doing murals. I did one at Deluxe,
okay,
and one at this store called Society, and then another one at this other store called in Grass Valley called Good Times.
Okay.
And a lot of like, I'll just come write whatever comes into my head on the wall and stuff, and it's just text stuff, and then I'll go over it and build layers and stuff.
Yeah.
But on one of them, I'll just write like, I wrote a load of Nick Cave lyrics.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just like super psyched on that ship song.
What's that?
I like the ship song.
The ship song?
Yeah.
Shall we?
Yeah, why not? Let's play the ship song.
Okay.
Let's play the ship song. Where is he?
Oh, I feel like if you're gonna have a lot of text in a mural, you'll be fine if you think of a bunch of Nick Cave
put up there. Yeah. Morrissey makes it his way in too occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, let's play a Nick Cave song.
Okay, awesome.
That was the weeping sound.
This is the ship sound.
Come sail your ships around me and burn your bridges down. We make a little history, baby, every time you come around. Come loose your dogs upon me and let your hair hang down. You are a little mystery to me. Every time you call around, we talk about it all night long. We define our moral ground. But when I crawl into your arms, everything, it comes tumbling down. Come sail your ships around me and burn your bridges. Every time you come around, your face is fallen sad now. For you know the time is nigh. When I must remove your wings and you must try.
Good. Nick Cave, the ship song. Oh yeah, we're gonna try and find that other song for you, aren't you?
Okay.
Okay, cool. Let me unplug my computer and we'll do that.
Alright.
In the meantime, let's chat about something.
Wait, which one are we looking for? The Rodriguez one or the Seeds one?
Oh, Rodriguez.
Rodriguez one, okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, what should we talk about in the meantime?
This is a good question.
Foz, my master of ceremonies.
is it this or not? No, that's in the City Blues, right?
Yeah.
Is it this one? We're trying to find... Stay with us, listeners. We're just trying to find your next jam. I know this song.
Yeah, that's how all his songs are. Like, I know this song.
We're having a few technical difficulties, so...
Was it a Huntsman or a player?
I
really like this song, though.
Yeah.
Let's just do this anyway.
Yeah?
Let's just do this anyway.
Okay. We're just trying to find a song for you guys out there. But we're going to do this one.
Awesome.
Listen to this.
Was it a huntsman or a player that made you pay the cost, that now assumes relaxed positions and prostitutes your loss? Were you tortured by your own thirst in those pleasures that you seek, that made you Tom the Curious, that makes you James the Weak? And you claim you got something going, something you call unique, but I've seen your self-pity showing as the tears roll down your cheeks. Soon you know I'll leave ya, and I'll never look behind, 'cause I was born for the purpose that crucifies your mind. So convince your mirror, as you've always done before, giving substance to shadows, giving substance evermore. And you assume you got something to offer, secret shiny in you, but how much of you is repetition that you didn't whisper to him too?
Back, you're listening to Foz FM. Nick Becerio is my guest. It's been rad. That's an hour. We've done it for an hour. Yeah, we're just figuring out some technical things over here, whether or not to just run it through and do a 2-hour show or to break it up. What do you think, Johnny?
Well, there are 2-hour shows that happen on Kingshow.
Yeah.
What do you think, listeners? Do you need a break?
Listeners, yes.
yeah, it's up to you.
The break really just means play a tape and then come back straight back to it.
Okay.
It's just for the programming thing, so we can save it. And
yeah, I mean, we can do that.
Let's do that. We're going to take a break. Nick Becerio on Foz FM. Cheers, listeners. And we will be right back.